From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Suspended President Dilma Rousseff in comments to the Senate Monday said the future of Brazil was at stake in her impeachment trial as her conservative opponents were using trumped-up charges to oust her and roll back the social advances of the past 13 years. In her comments to the Senate, she says, what we're about to witness is a serious violation of the Constitution and a real coup d'etat. Rousseff denied charges of breaking budgetary rules and denounced the nine-month impeachment process that has paralyzed Brazilian politics. She is defending herself in a process that is expected to remove her from office this week. The United States said Monday clashes in Syria between Turkish forces and units affiliated with the U.S.-supported Kurdish-led alliance are not acceptable and are calling on all sides to stand down. Brent McGurk is a U.S. envoy for the coalition to counter the Islamic State. In comments on Twitter, he said, "We want to make clear that we find these clashes unacceptable and a source of deep concern." He went on to say that the Pentagon has condemned the fighting and said U.S. forces were not involved in the clashes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in India on Monday for talks on ambitious plans to hike trade between the world's two largest democracies fivefold to around $100 billion. Kerry is to meet with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi during a two-day visit to the capital of New Delhi and to take part in strategic dialogue between the two nations. Kerry arrived from neighboring Bangladesh, where he held talks with the Prime Minister. This is VOA News.